Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Minisode number 144. And as usual, I have an excellent Minisode for you guys today. We are talking about low carb versus low fat. So which is better for fat loss? I know only some people are going to care about this boring topic. However, I think that some of the stuff that I am going to try to explain will be helpful in the way that you think about the overall context of your diet and what fits for your lifestyle and makes it as easy as possible for you to adhere to your diet. And then also some of my own biases and just learnings over the years from either myself or the clients that I work with, what has worked best for them in terms of performance, fat loss, et cetera. And then of course, a look at the scientific literature as well. And try and make it not boring, like I said. First, before we get into things, if you could rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, whatever you're listening to, please go do that now. 5-star review would be great if I deserve 5 stars, I guess. And then if you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit the little bell thing, and leave a comment if you like the podcast. Yeah, really good at the promotional stuff. All right, let's go ahead and get into this one because there's lots to cover here. This comes from Jake. Jake, thank you for asking your question for the Minisode. If you want to get your question answered, there's a link in the description. There's a little form, one question form, take you 2 seconds, fill out the form, and I will answer your question on the podcast. Jake asks, assuming you got the protein you needed for the day, what is the difference between getting the rest of the calories from carbs or fat? So that's kind of what I'm going to explain in this one. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get my own. The short answer for me, at least, is going to be carbs are going to be more important than fat. And the reason why, specifically in the case of you guys listening to this podcast, most of you listening to this podcast are concerned more so about the body composition side of things. So will it make you look better if you choose one way or the other, right? Which one's going to allow you to gain more muscle and lose more fat? So we know from the research that low fat and low carb does not matter whenever calories and protein are equated, right? So the research is pretty clear. There's no differences between those two. Whichever one that you want to, from a fat loss perspective, whichever one you want to pick and that allows you to stick to your diet better, choose that one. So I want to get that out of the way first. In regards to fat loss, it doesn't matter because total calories are what matter most. Now, whenever you're also considering, again, going back to the perspective of you're doing this to look as good as you can to get the best results possible, then not only do we have to worry about fat loss, but we also have to worry about muscle gain or muscle retention whenever in a diet, whenever in a calorie deficit, because whenever you are in a calorie deficit, you risk losing more muscle mass because your body just doesn't pick and choose, oh, I'm going to burn fat over muscle. There's things that you can do, of course, like eating more protein and lifting weights to make it choose losing fat over losing muscle. However, there's still some risk of doing so. And in my opinion, eating more carbohydrates is going to be basically the third most important thing that you could do behind eating more protein or eating enough protein and lifting weights to make sure that you gain muscle or at least retain the muscle that you have whenever you're in a calorie deficit. So besides that, let me see, I'm checking my notes real quick. So behind protein, carbohydrates are the second most important macronutrient for body composition. And now look, this is all, yeah, glad I have my notes. This is why I have my notes. There's a caveat here because whenever people hear me say that, they may think, oh, fats aren't important, right? And as you guys know, fats are definitely important, you know, right? Like, so they're good for making foods taste better in general. They provide a different mouth feel, which is something we learned in dietetics in my college degree, which is cool. Fun fact, in one of my dietetics classes, completely random, we had a class where we would taste different types of fats and we would have to describe like the texture and the mouthfeel and the taste and the smell and all these different descriptors. And so that meant that we would take time to eat like butter, margarine, like different types of oils and stuff. And we would just be sitting there eating these just fats by themselves. And I don't know if you've ever eaten pure butter or pure margarine or all these different things by themselves, but it's not the best. Anyway, so back to why fats are important. So they make food taste better. So there's things like omega-3s, which are good for heart health, good for brain health, all that kind of good stuff. Fat-soluble vitamins are also found in fat. So vitamins A, D, E, and K. All of those vitamins are found in fat, found in fats. And then, of course, the one that's popular amongst most high-fat advocates is like hormonal production. So testosterone, and then essentially a lot of the hormones, and I'm not going to divulge into that too much, but fats are important. The thing is, fats have a threshold of like the minimum effective dose, essentially. So you have a certain amount of fats that you need on a daily basis, but after you kind of hit that threshold, after you got all of your basics covered, right, then the need for more fats doesn't make much sense, because it's not like you eat more fats and then get more testosterone production or more hormonal production or something like that, right? It doesn't just keep going up and up exponentially. So after you hit your basic needs for the day, then they become less useful, especially in terms of body composition. And this is where carbohydrates, in my opinion, especially whenever it comes to building muscle, is going to be far more superior than fat. And thus, that's why it becomes more important to eat more carbohydrates in your diet. And that's why I tend to gravitate more towards a low to moderate fat intake for myself. And then also with my clients, that tends to just work out better for some people. But again, it's personal context. So can you still make progress doing a low carb diet? Yes, of course you can. And I've had some clients do it, and that's totally fine, because I'm not going to make them do low fat just because, you know, I like it and because they may get 10% better results or 5% better results or something, right? And that's just hypothetically. But for the most part, I like a low-fat, higher carbohydrate diet. And here is essentially a few reasons why. Well, actually, to round up that point, just because you can function and fuel your workouts and things on a low-carb diet doesn't mean it's optimal. So there's a difference, right? There's a difference. Like you can eat low carb, but just because you eat low carb doesn't mean that it's going to be better. So I wanted to make that caveat. And then also the other caveat I had written down here is eating more fat burns more fat, because that's a big low carb, like pithy statement they like to make. And the reason why that is because you're consuming more fat. It doesn't mean that you're burning more fat like tissue off your body. It just simply means that that's the fuel source you're giving your body to burn off for energy. And therefore, yes, of course you're going to burn more fat because you're consuming more fat. So that's that argument. But for this case, and my arguments for a low fat, higher carb diet and why carbs are actually very important whenever you are dieting, I have four reasons why. Yeah, see how I like that. See how I set that up? Fucked it up, but you guys get it. All right, the first reason, let's go ahead and get into it. Try and go through these quick. Where am I at? 9 minutes? Yeah. The first one is probably the most obvious. Whenever we're dieting, we want to be in a calorie deficit. That means that we're going to try to hit a certain calorie range each day to elicit that calorie deficit. And now, knowing that carbs are 4 calories per gram and proteins are 4 calories per gram, we also know that fats are 9 calories per gram. So by definition, 1 gram of carbs equals more than double 1 gram of carbohydrates or protein, right? So just from a pure like budgeting standpoint for how many calories you have in a day, you're going to be eating less food overall because fat is 9 calories per gram, whereas carbohydrates are 4 calories per gram. So that's the first reason why, just from a practical standpoint of eating more food, which is obviously ideal. You want to eat the most food possible for the fewest amount of calories possible whenever dieting so that you can manage your hunger and not go insane. That's going to be the first one. The second one is that like the most nutritious foods on the planet come from carbohydrates. So you have vegetables, fruits, whole grains, right? All of these things are carbohydrates. And I know typically on low carb diets, they're not like, hey, don't eat any vegetables or anything like that, unless you're like doing carnivore or some dumb shit like that. But it's a reminder that these types of foods are very nutritious. So if you eat a lower carb diet, there's probably a higher likelihood that you could become deficient in some of these areas, unless you just love eating vegetables, which for most people doing keto in these diets, it's just like, that's not typically how it goes. Because if they loved eating vegetables, they probably wouldn't have to do keto in the first place. That's just the truth. And of course, that is a generalization. And then, of course, also these carbohydrates have fiber in them. So fiber is going to aid digestion. It's going to be good for cholesterol. It's going to be good for overall general health. It's going to be good for fat loss as well. And it'll just improve your overall biomarkers. And there's tons of research behind that. So I'm not going to beat a dead horse there. Third, and this one's going to be the most important one, and that is that carbohydrates are the main fuel source, not only for your brain, but also for your muscles. Right, so we're trying to build muscle, or we're trying to retain muscle. It makes the most sense that we prioritize getting in enough carbohydrates, because whenever we eat carbohydrates, it can be converted into glycogen in our muscles that are readily used immediately whenever we lift weights, specifically lifting weights, because it's an anaerobic exercise. So our body needs to use that energy very, very quickly. And if the energy, if the glycogen and the carbohydrates are already in the muscle, it makes it very easy to use that as fuel to allow for contractions, and it allows that energy process, for a lack of a better term, to be as efficient as possible. Whenever you use fats, you have to, it's like the roundabout way of getting the same effect, essentially. So it only makes sense that we want to make sure that we can eat as many carbs as possible to fuel our workouts so that we can retain or gain as much muscle as possible while in a calorie deficit. Yes. So gym performance is very important for this. And so that's why we want to try and consume those carbohydrates. Whenever your gym performance starts to go down and you start to lose strength whenever you're in a calorie deficit, that's probably a somewhat of a good indicator that you might be losing muscle mass as well. And obviously that is not the goal. Okay, and lastly, this is the one that some people use as like a con in the low carb world, but they talk about insulin spikes. And so insulin is just a hormone that is released to lower your blood glucose naturally in your body. But the low carb people talk about insulin storing a bunch of fat and making you crash and do all these things. And while of course that is possible, there's also a lot of good things that insulin does as well, right? Like it's a good thing to have our insulin working. But one of the big things in regards to body composition and muscle gaining is that these insulin spikes are actually very, it's a very anabolic hormone that can prevent muscle loss whenever we are in a diet. It's just the way that the hormone works and the physiology works, right? To quote some of the guys over at Revive Stronger, so Steve Hall, these guys based out of the UK who are very deep into the natural bodybuilding game and the science side of things, they say, in the normal physiological ranges, insulin prevents catabolism, so muscle breakdown, more so than it stimulates anabolism growth. So it also helps shuttle nutrients into cells, into muscles, to replenish their stores. So in layman's terms, it's not that insulin will boost your muscle building properties or anything like that, but what it'll do is it'll prevent some muscle loss, right? So it's not necessarily anabolic, but it's anti-catabolic. So it'll help you prevent losing muscle. And then as far as shuttling nutrients into the cells, into muscles to replenish their stores, this is the glycogen that I was talking about. So the insulin goes up and it allows you to get essentially get those carbohydrates where they need to go so that you can increase, so that you can use those carbohydrates whenever you're in the gym, increase your performance, and therefore retain more muscle mass. Yeah. All right. So that is it. I hope that answers your question. Jake, thank you for asking it. If you want to get your question answered on the minisode, go ahead and click the link in the description, fill that in, and I got you covered. And if this was helpful, please rate, review, subscribe, hit the bell, like, fucking send a postcard. I don't know. All that kind of good stuff. But yeah, I think that's it. All right, guys. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and for watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online, one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.